And now we have Jimmy Jerkins. Jimmy, it's Anthony Stabile here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for a few minutes this afternoon.
No problem, Anthony.
Alabama got to bring back some great memories of your time as an assistant with your dad, the late great Hall of Famer, the Chief, Alan Jerkins. Back-to-back renewals in 1992 with November Snow, and of course in 93 with Sky Beauty. Did you saddle either of them, Jim?
No, I was just in the trenches at the barn in those days. Well, they were, my father was here, you know, he still saddled his horses in those days and gave the jock all the instructions and, if need be, bawled them out afterwards, but of course those instances, it wasn't necessary.
No, two spectacular fillies, especially Sky Beauty. You know, Anthony and I were talking about this earlier. I feel like she gets a little lost in the shuffle when people talk about the all-time great fillies in this game. Talk
Absolutely.
A little bit about your time around her.
Well, I spent a lot of time with her. You know, we had a scare with her when she was a two-year-old. It looked like she had a very suspicious-looking tendon, and we were really nervous about it. You know, it was still back in the days where you didn't do all those like they do now. They didn't have the... They didn't scan them and for what the damage might be and any of that kind of stuff like they do now. But we just, I remember we used to do the old remedies straight down with the iodine paint and a lot of ice and good support through the training and all that. And it was amazing how it still had always had that funny look to it, but it never got thick and it never got sore. And she went her whole career with it. And, but, you know, we always had it in the back of our mind, and we always did everything we could to protect her. You know, we never worked her on bad tracks and stuff like that. And it was amazing that thing held all her career. It really was.
Well, the Chief knew how to train a racehorse. The understatement ever of life. And obviously, you did a great job as an assistant, have done phenomenally on your own. One more thing about the Chief. You got to be real happy with them renaming the King's Bishop in his honor, the H. Allen Jerkins Memorial, the old King's Bishop on the Travers undercar week here at Saratoga.
Yeah, and I thought it was appropriate. You know, from I hear through the grapevine there were some naysayers about it, but
yeah, there were.
To me, it made perfect sense because I mean, who had a tie to the King's Bishop, but other than I mean, no one remembers him except probably my father who trained him and Tommy Kelly who trained him and the two people that owned him. I mean, it's one of those races that evolved into a grade one because when it first came around, it happened to be on Travers Day. So it just, and then as time went by, some really good horses won it and it just got bigger and bigger in prestige and it got a grade one status because of that. But I thought if they couldn't make a new race, it made perfect sense to me to honor him to rename it after a horse he trained. So I think it made perfect sense, and it's a great reverence to him. And you know, he'd probably be embarrassed by it, but you know, he certainly deserves it, no question.
It's amazing how this game's changed. I mean, you've been around your entire life. How, you know, a race like the King's Bishop, which was once considered like a consolation prize almost for the horses that couldn't go the mile and a quarter, like you said, has evolved into a pinpoint race on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, it is. It's always been a great race. They run very fast. I mean, they run flat out from start to finish, and you know, if it's a super speed day, the speed will hold on. If not, someone will come flying down the crown of the track and nail them. But it's always an exciting race, and you know, you get a lot of quality horses. When you get a lot of quality horses, like you say, with good speed, but just couldn't quite get the classic distances, and then they get freshened up and get cut back to 7 furlongs. I mean, they can forget it. They're well-seasoned three-year-olds by that time, and they're able to run flat out for 7 furlongs. And that's why it's always great to just some of the past King Bishops have just been like tail of the cat, and I think the horse of what's his name he ended up being a good stallion, the horse of Baffert's. He
First Defense.
Ran, what? I'm sorry, what was his name?
Was it First Defense?
No, that was Frankel's horse. I think Baffert, I thought Baffert had a horse for Aaron
Jones.
You're
right.
I might be. I don't know. I thought he ran very, very fast one year, and then. But I mean, it's almost every year. It's just an incredible race, and it's, you know, it's very, very exciting to see that big speed, and then the closers come at him and charging down the lane. It's a great race, no question.
And a race that will carry the name the H. Allen Jerkins Memorial for the first time this year. We're just about a week away from Travers Day next week. I for one, will have a tear in my eye when they run the H. Allen Jerkins. Of course, Allen, like a grandfather to me, and just great to see. Great to see you doing so well. Holy Helena, we're talking about a lot of talent, wide open race. Boy, you picked a heck of a year to have a top three-year-old filly to run in the Grade One Alabama, I got to tell you.
I know. It's usually one standout, and the rest of them are straggling behind them. But it's an incredible race this year, no question. But, you know, what are you going to do? We got to give it a go. She deserves the chance. You know, she's done a lot in a short time, and you know, she, even though she's only be her fifth start, she acts like a well-seasoned filly. So, you know, remains to be seen about being able to handle top quality fillies on a natural surface now, but like I said, she's been a distance that has to count for something, and you know, she's a ghost zapper. They usually do get gradually better in time, and everything about her has been classy so far. She hasn't lost her composure. You know, trains good and eats good, and you know, I think, you know, we'll just got to go in there and take a shot.
Jimmy, you mentioned how she's accomplished so much in a short time. On tax day, she was running for the first time, April 15th. By July 2nd, she was a winner of a race that's essentially the Kentucky Derby of Canada, beat the boys that day. You normally practice patience, conservative with your horses. That's why you get the most out of them. You ran this filly a mile and a quarter against the boys. She had to tip you off early on that she was some kind of runner.
Well, yeah, but the fact that she was, you know, the fact that it was restricted to, you know, Ontario breds is, you know, it's almost like the position people are in with New York bred 2-year olds. They'd be stretching them out to a mile when they wouldn't otherwise, just because of the competition you're running against. You know, you hate to throw them to the wolves and do that stuff, but if you think in the back of your mind you got a horse that, you know, sometimes the class factor will overcome that stuff, and you just gotta be able to judge what situations where you can do it, and at least try it, and you won't hurt the horse, you know. And we weren't gonna attempt any of that in Canada if we didn't get that that mile maiden race under a belt. We wouldn't have done it, but the fact that we were able to slip that in, and you know, it wasn't it that race. I don't believe it came up to be a fast race on the numbers, but everybody's telling me. But it didn't make any sense to me. But you know, they know a lot more about that stuff than I do, and I took it as meaning it was a better race than it looked. So, and she came out of it good. So we shipped up to Canada and took a shot.
Yeah, took a shot in the Woodbine Oaks, got the money, came right back against the boys in that Queen's Plate, got the money that day. After the Queen's Plate, were you automatically thinking Alabama? I know they run the Prince of Wales, and the Breeders is on the turf this Sunday up at Woodbine, but was the Alabama race you had on the calendar from her for a while?
Well, I did it myself after the Queen's Plate, but you know, Mr. Stronach and company, all, of course, you know, they were thinking of the Triple Crown up there. But it looked like, I mean, she was already running close together in those two races. Then she would have had to run very close again. And it looked like a potential for disappointment, you know. And the fact that, you know, as if she had a little tiny little bit of a break, got a chance to catch her breath and build up to the Alabama, she'd have a good shot at it. We didn't count on it being this tough a rendition, of course, but if we knew back then, you know, when she won the Queen's Plate, who knows, if we knew exactly who was going to go in there, we probably would have rethought it. But I still think it's better for her in the long run. Get back here and see what she could do. See what she can do against the better quality of horses. So here we are.
Talking with trainer Jimmy Jerkins, he has Holy Helena in the Grade 1 Alabama. I noticed, Jimmy, three of her workouts came on the Oklahoma. You brought her over to the main track on August 6th, breezed her three quarters in 115. Did you like the way she handled the track, the main track here?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, like I said, I sent her with company just to be, she's a little on the lazy. She knows the difference between the real thing and practice like a lot of them do. And she, you know, you're not going to get a whole lot out of her in the mornings unless you have a workmate with her. And she did good. She went three quarters and 15, but she galloped out real good, strong around the turn and about 28 and change. That's what I was looking for. And then I wanted to work her back on the main track, but it was bad weather that day. So we ended up on Sunday. So we ended up, you know, the track over the main track gets muddier much sooner than the Oklahoma track does. So whereas that had water sitting on it, the track here was in good shape, so we opted to work her over here. I didn't want to wait another day, because I thought maybe even though it had another day to dry out over there, I thought it would have been the other extreme. The track might have been too hard over there the next day, so we ended up and worked her over here. But we galloped her over there a bunch of times, and she did have that one good work over there, so I'm satisfied that she's had enough practice over the main track.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for some time today. He has Holy Helena in the Grade 1 Alabama tomorrow. Shaman Ghost will be back later on this year. Thanks for some time on Express Bet Radio today, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Okay, Anthony, take care now.